Chancery Court approved the settlement between Kent County and the plaintiffs NAACP of Delaware and Delawareans for Educational Opportunity Wednesday. The agreement requires the county to reassess all property in time for tax bills issued in 2024. It'll be the first reassessment the county has performed since 1987. It's the latest development in the lawsuit seeking equity in Delaware's education system. Chancery Court ruled last year the property tax systems in all three Delaware counties are unconstitutional. ACLU of Delaware helped represent the plaintiffs. Its legal and policy director, Karen Lance, says the stagnant property values hinder funding to schools.
Their tax base doesn't grow over time the way that it would sort of naturally if property values were being updated regularly. So there's no increase in revenue for the schools to keep up even just with inflation and student growth.
Newcastle County agreed to a similar settlement weeks ago. Sussex County is still scheduled to go to trial on the issue at the end of the month. The state settled its portion of the lawsuit last fall, promising to update the way it funds schools, and Governor Carney's proposed 2022 budget includes funding reflecting those promises. Nick Schellino, Delaware Public Media.